531. Jaistone Finau is of Samoan, Tokelauan, Tuvaluan and E Kiribati descent, born in Porirua and raised in Cannons Creek. He is the first in all of his extended family to go to university. This morning we talked to Jaistone about his academic journey, community work, and the campaign to get into the Te Rerenga Waka Victoria University of Wellington Council. Jaistone is on the line and live on our 531PI Facebook page feed now. Good morning, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning, Jaistone.
Oh, kia ora, thank you, Itu.
It is our pleasure, absolutely. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Jaistone.
Jaistone.
So like Jason and Justin together.
Jaistone, my apologies. I had to get that correct because I wasn't quite sure. Anyway, let's go back to your early life. You've obviously done your genealogy. How are you Samoan, Tokelauan, Tuvalu and Kiribati at the same time?
Yeah, so, it's mainly from my mum's side. My dad's just full Samoan. I met my mum in college, and my mum's Tokelauan, and then my mum's dad is Tuvaluan Kiribati, yeah.
Right. So, the first in your extended family to attend university, was that a big thing, or did the whole family go like, oh, what? Jaistone, what are you doing?
Sort of. I mean, well, not my parents. My parents are a bit of like, it doesn't mean anything unless you cross the stage. They're a bit hard like that, but, you know, you just sort of need those realities just to be able to push you forward. Like, there's no point sort of fawning over someone going to university if they don't, you know, finish it. So I guess, yeah, it just sort of keeps it real every time by just not celebrating every sort of moment. But once you actually cross that stage...
Absolutely. So what are you studying, and when do you hope to cross that stage?
So I'm crossing the stage graduation this year. I've just finished my BA in Pacific Studies Education, and then looking to do honours in education. So, yeah.
Wow. Why education?
When I started, you think that you have a certain idea of what you want and what you think success is, and you look at certain subjects, and then you realise, whilst you're doing it, that your heart's not in it. And then once I went to education, I sort of figured out that was sort of my place. I started seeing things a bit differently, and I think specifically as a Pacific person, but also as a Pacific male, there aren't many Pacific males in university. There are far more female Pacifica people, which is good, but I want to have a look at why males don't necessarily go into university, especially our Pacifica males, yeah.
So education, studying education, doing a master's in education, it doesn't mean that you're going to become a teacher. This is my ignorance.
No, but it could mean it's a possibility. I mean, I wasn't thinking of teaching, but then as soon as they started, they released their Pacific Studies is going to be taught in level 2 and level 3, it started to make me think, actually, I could do teaching if I wanted to and teach there, because I'd love to teach Pacific Studies.
Which college did you go to, and were there teachers there who inspired you to get on to tertiary education?
So I went to Tawa. Very interesting school, but I think more of my inspiration came from my primary and intermediate teachers. I think specifically more my in my year 6 year, my teacher there, but who was also my Sunday school and superintendent, especially went to my church, and then my intermediate teacher also went to my church. So those two teachers, Ms. Kilometre and Ms. Lavia, who sort of pushed me to, like, you know, think more about, you know, things further and stuff. And yeah, college, I'd say there was one, Miss Lorenzo, who was you know, a really great teacher for me during that time.
You're obviously into doing a lot of research and study. Have you done much into COVID-19 vaccinations, a huge issue for our young people at the moment? And what has your decision been in terms of whether to get or not to get vaccinated?
Yeah, so I'm fully pro-vax. Funnily enough, I'll do a little plug as well. I'm part of the organising committee for the Porirua Pasifika Youth Vax Festival this Saturday at Cannons Creek Cage. So part of that job is I will also be in the info tent. So I will be helping people who may be hesitant or might not have a fair idea of the vaccine and, you know, COVID, just helping them to get a better understanding rather than, you know, relying on Facebook comments. So I will read all the things that I need to be, you know, up to date with all the details to make sure that I can inform our communities, but in a more, you know, in a safe way that's been afforded by speaking to you.
So let's pretend I come up to you at the cage in Cannons Creek on Saturday and say, Jason, I saw a video of a woman with a spoon that got stuck to the side of her shoulder where she got the vaccination.
I mean, in those, look, I think the thing is, in those situations, you sort of have to acknowledge that some people will genuinely believe that these are the sorts of things that are happening. And so I guess you've sort of got to come down to their level and actually help them to understand that that's not a real thing. And I think we shouldn't joke about it and sort of make light about it, but actually just talk to them one-on-one, like at the same level, and making sure that they understand that that's not a thing. And actually, the vaccine is good for our communities. It keeps us safe. It keeps all of our families safe.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Wellington Council becoming a member of the Victoria University Council. First of all, what is the Victoria University Council?
Yeah, so it's just basically the governing body of Victoria University to Heading Awaka. In that simple, it's just all the strategic decisions and all that stuff.
Why stand for the council?
I think the biggest thing for me, and I was a bit unsure as well, but what I heard, because I do a bit of work in student politics, so I do a bit of student advocacy and stuff. And the one thing I know is that next year is a big year. Well, yeah, these next few years are going to be huge for tertiary education. And I know that they're currently going through different audits and stuff and looking how we can sort of increase specific completion and retention rates. And so I thought that I would put my name forward towards Uni Council just to be a different voice that they haven't seen before. And I think it's important that I come from a community background, so it's not only about bringing a strong student community background and that voice, but it's also bringing up a speaker voice to the table where it's been missing for, I think, almost 125 years in the history of the university. So that's really why I wanted to put my name forward, is just to provide that speaker voice.
How many students can be on that council?
So we have two council reps. So we're one steps off, another steps on. So there's an election, there's an election every year, and the term's for 2 years. So it's quite, yeah, it's a bit revolving, yeah.
How were you able to get the numbers, and how do you get the numbers? How do you get on there? Is there a campaign? Is there a sort of an election that happens, or do you just submit to the council or the chief executive? Oh no, is it the vice chancellor, and you're selected from there?
No, so it is an election, which has been interesting in itself because COVID, like, we can't go into lecture theatres and all those sorts of things, and you have to be safe. So it's about social media campaign, but also just that direct voter contact. So I was, yeah, there were so many different groups that were supporting me, but it was only because I actually built that relationship with them first. And so, yeah, a lot of them got on behind me and helped me win the campaign, really.
Looking ahead to the future, a lot of issues which is going to involve our Pasifika community. One of them being, will the council have anything to do with the, is it the Pasifika building that the university is looking, the Fale Pasifika rather, will the council have much to, the Fale Malai rather?
I'm not sure on that yet. Obviously, I've just, because I only found out on Friday, and then they just announced it yesterday, and I still have a bit of induction to go, but I sort of want to get my, get a bit, you know, I just want to learn up on the detail first before I start to figure out whether that's a thing. And so if it is, then obviously I'll be, you know, looking at that. But I'm sort of settling into it and just having meetings with people just to get me up to scratch.
And finally, Jason, what's the future for you apart from the immediate future being on the council? And is it a master's? Sorry, I didn't quite. My mind is not working as well as it usually does. Will you look to further studies and then perhaps further down, stay in academia or perhaps go on to teaching? Or
yeah, that's honestly, I can't answer that question if I'm honest. The plans I set at the end of last year are different to the plans I have now. Same as the plans I set at the beginning of this year. Different to, you know, what I have now. I just know that later down the track, I just want to serve our people, really. And I really want to serve... I just have a special place for the Pasifika people of Porirua as well. So you might find me somewhere in Porirua in a few years' time. Yeah, I just know I want to serve, but whether that's in academia or public sector or wherever, just want to serve our people.
Absolutely. And in terms of crossing the stage, what are the chances of that doing that physically at this point in time?
Yeah, so I've heard a few things around how the ceremonies might go, depending on the alert levels. I know they're planning for an alert level 2. And how that looks, and I think that's basically just students without family, so physically, but I'm not too sure if those are the sort of the plans set in place, but I'm just, yeah, a bit nervous, but it'd be a bit weird if my family weren't there, so I'm just, yeah, I'm not too sure. We'll see how it goes, really. Who knows what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And when are they hoping to do that again? Sorry, Jason.
So I think it's at the end of November, at the beginning of December, so just on that week. They've had to move it back earlier just because I think they're doing upgrades or something, or earthquake strengthening to the Michael Fowler Centre.
Wonderful. Te Herenga Waka, Victoria University of Wellington, Council Member Jason Finau, thank you so much for your time, and fingers crossed that you will be able to cross the stage in person, and that Mum and Dad will be there to see it for themselves.
Thank you, Ed.
You are absolutely welcome. You're listening to Early Edition with Ed at 5:31 p.m. I'm bringing Pacific people together.